us today.
Amen. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Give God praise. Give Him praise in the house. Praise God. Isn't God just awesome? Amen. He is just awesome. I want you to turn to the one next to you and say, he's awesome. Praise God. He's awesome. You know, sometimes we'll say food is awesome. You know, this and that is awesome. But what tops the awesomeness of awesome is God. Hallelujah. He's at the top of it all. Amen. It is such a distinct honor to be here again. Amen. And I always enjoy the worship. It's actually different than a lot of places, praise God. But it's awesome. It's powerful. It's dynamic. Amen. And if you come into this atmosphere and you don't praise, something's deeply, deeply messed up in you. Amen. Praise God. Because you can't avoid but clap your hands, do something for the kingdom of God in this place. Hallelujah. Praise God. I honor Pastor. Amen. Good friend to our family. Him and his wife, First Lady. And we honor them today in the name of Jesus. Looking forward for what God's going to do this morning. Looking forward for what God is going to do tonight. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Anybody excited in the house of the Lord? Yo me alegré con los que me decían, a la casa de Jehová iremos. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles this morning to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 11. I felt in the transcurso del día, in the becoming of the day, from the morning, the Lord wanted to speak something different into this place. And I usually like to preach things where people end up hanging from the chandeliers. And man, I like that kind of stuff, you know, and where you even do the little preacher voice and you're, you know, and you just kind of go crazy with it. And but the Lord just kind of, he put this in my heart because there's somebody in this place that you are a very defining moment in your life. You're at a defining moment. You're at a moment where it's either going to make you or it's going to break you. You're at a moment right now at a crossroads in your life that God is calling you from one side, but also flesh and the enemy is calling you on the other side. And it is today that God is going to place before you a decision. Either you answer to the voice of God or you lose out with what God has prepared for your life. I feel this moment as a very delicate moment in my spirit because God has come into this house and he's trying to reach to somebody in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. I want to preach to you this morning. It's going to be kind of like a preaching this morning on when God stirs the nest. When God stirs the nest. Hallelujah. It's not that he's trying to kill you. He's trying to push you in a different direction in your life when God stirs the nest. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your power. I thank you for your spirit that I feel in this house. There is no God like you. There is Not one, not even one in the whole universe. You looked around and you said, outside of me, there is no God that saves. You are the true God, the powerful God, the only God. And we give you honor and glory and praise this morning in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise in the house. Glory, 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 glory. Come on now. Give praise to the God of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. A few years ago, I was pastoring a church, I just felt the need to, you know, I wanted to get a church van. And I said, we're going to get a church van. We didn't have a route yet, but we had the van. And so the van, we got it. It was beautiful. We put these big, beautiful signs on it. I would say it was the nicest, coolest, awesome church van that it was out there. I mean, people would look at it and they'd be like, wow, amen. The church van by itself was like a sign. And so we didn't have a bus route. We didn't have a van route. And so the van started to sit there on the parking lot. Looked nice, but it had no function. The Lord started to deal with me and said, are you going to use it? And I said, yeah, Lord, we're going to use it. Yes, sir, we'll use it. Amen. It's going to be used. And then another month went by. Nothing was happening. And all of a sudden, one of the tires was flat. And the Lord said, are you going to use it? And I said, yes, Lord, I'm going to use it. Amen. So I got somebody to go and put air in the tire, and it still sat there. All of a sudden, somebody calls me and says, Pastor, somebody broke out one of the windows in the car, in the van. And I said, well, I guess we'll go get it fixed. So we went to get it fixed, and the Lord asked me again, are you going to use it? And I said, yeah, we'll use it. Amen. We're just working on some stuff here. And just a few weeks went by, and an usher calls me up and says, Pastor, there's a tire that's been flat. Somebody came and stole the muffler out of the van, and they broke another window out of the van. And I was like, my God, have mercy. And the Lord in that moment said, you either use it or you lose it. He said, because I don't want something that it's in a place just using up space. He said, you better either use it or you're going to lose it. Amen. I was like, my Lord, have mercy. We better do something. So we fixed all that and we started putting the van to work. Amen. But see, God has a way of, he will never force us to do his will, but he will make our lives miserable until we do his will. Praise God. He'll make everything around us uncomfortable until we begin to do his will. And sometimes we become very stubborn in our lives. In fact, the length of the trial that you and I go through is not determined on days or calendars. The length of the trial that you and I go through is determined on our flexibility to be molded into the will of God in our lives. Hallelujah. God will never force you, but he will. He will make your life miserable. He will take things away. He will make things a little more complicated in your life to bring you to a decision moment in your life. To bring you to a point in your life where you decide whether to do the will of God or to follow your own will. I want you to look at the one next to you and say, hey, Jonah, how you doing this morning? Praise God. Because we don't know who we're really sitting next to. Jonah, the Lord one day comes to him and says, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you to go preach. I want you to go do my will. But Jonah decides that he's going to run from the will of God and head to Tarsus. It's amazing, but I get surprised of how many people are literally running from God. They're in church and running from God. They're out there in the world and they're running from God. Because God is speaking His will into our lives, and sometimes we become stubborn and we're like, I don't want to do that. I want to do something different. And so all of a sudden we find Jonah that he starts to follow his own will, and he goes in the direction, the contrary direction. Jonás quería hacer su propia voluntad. Él no quería seguir la voluntad de Dios, sino que quería hacer su propia voluntad. Y muchas veces cuando nosotros tratamos de hacer nuestra propia voluntad, Dios nunca nos obliga a hacer nada, pero sí nos hace la vida miserable. And it's in that moment that Jonah decides, I'm not going to do the will of God. I'm going to go off on my own deal. I'm going to go find my own thing. And it's amazing that when he arrives to Joppa, I think it's Joppa or Hope, it says in Spanish, hallelujah. The Bible says that there was a ship ready to be able to go to Tarsus. Whenever you're trying to run from the will of God, the enemy will always have a door ready for you. Will always have a way ready for you. Where you're like, oh my God, I think this might be the will of God, because you're going. And all of a sudden it's like easy. It's like open. It's ready for you to get on to it. But the interesting thing is that Jonah had to pay to be able to go out of the will of God. Because when it's your will, it's your bill. But when it's God's will, it's God's bill. And he'll take care of you when you move in the will of God. Somebody give God praise right now. You see, you don't know why you don't have money and you've been running out of money. Maybe it's because you've been paying for something out of the will of God. But when you get in the flow of the Holy Ghost, he'll make your dollars stretch. He'll make everything work out. He'll bless you when you least expect it. Is there anybody that's a witness to this word right now? Somebody give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. And so he gets in the boat. Se monta el barco Jonás para dirigirse a Tarsis, fuera de la voluntad de Dios. Out of the will of God, going in the boat, out of the will of God. And in this moment, that's where God says, oh, okay, so you're going to do it your way. Jonah gets in there, and he thinks he's a cool cat. He thinks he's got it made. I imagine Jonah probably even went with some sunglasses on, a ball cap on. You know, probably was like, God don't even know where I'm going. Praise God. He don't even know where I'm going. You can fool a minister. You can fool a pastor, but you can never fool God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can never fool God. And he's there, and he gets himself a nice little comfortable spot in the bottom of the boat. And he's like, I'm going to fall asleep. I'm just going to have me a good old siesta right now. You know, I'm just going to fall asleep. And so he gets under there, and he starts sleeping. And the Bible says that God kicked up a storm. Praise God. He kicked up a storm. Oh, my God, have mercy. Careful when God kicks up a storm in your life. You got to define when it is a storm that God has allowed in your life, or it's a storm that the enemy has kicked up. You got to define it in your life. Praise God. And so Jonah is in the bottom of the boat. And all of a sudden, the storm starts kicking up. And what's interesting is this, is that everybody on the boat was being affected because of one man. And there are people in this place that your family is being affected because God is trying to get your attention. But you're not listening to the will of God. You're sleeping in the middle of your life. You're disconnected from everything. You're distracted with things in your life because you don't want to hear the will of God or follow the will of God. But your wife is suffering, and your kids are suffering, and everybody around you is suffering. But there you are, just sleeping in the middle of the storm. Glory to God. There you are, just acting like no big deal. We're just going through a hard time, and God's knocking at your door. He's saying, I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to get to your life. I'm trying to speak to you right now. You're going down the wrong path. You're going down the wrong road. And I'm trying to get your attention before you go too far. It got to the point that the storm was so much that the people on the boat began to throw things out. Have you ever gone through a moment in your life where everything that you worked for means absolutely nothing? God have mercy. Right in that moment when they said that your kids got cancer, everything you fought for means nothing, because all of a sudden you're in the storm of your life. These people, they begin to throw things out. I imagine if there would have been new cars, they would have thrown those puppies out the window. If there would have been a whole bunch of stuff, they would have been throwing it out. Because when you go through some stuff in your life, everything that you thought was important is not important anymore. In that moment, you go into survival mode, where all you want to do is just survive. If I could just make it, I'll be okay. Glory to God. They began to throw everything out. And where was Jonah? He was still sleeping. Still sleeping, still sleeping. Slap somebody and say, wake up, baby. Wake up, baby. I mean, slap them good and say, wake up, baby. Now I want you to take it a little bit further and say, he's talking to you. Glory to God. He's talking to you. And there he was, sleeping, to the point that the captain of the ship comes and he shakes him. He says, how can you be asleep? ¿Cómo puedes estar dormido aquí? We're in the middle of a storm. How can you be asleep? Hay veces que nosotros pasamos por cosas en nuestra vida donde nos mantenemos dormidos. Y la familia está siendo afectado. Y no nos importa, con tal que no somos nosotros los que está siendo afectado. In that moment, he's asleep and the captain comes and wakes him up. He says, wake up. He says, you need to cry out to your God. Hasn't it not shocked you that your boss that is not even saved is telling you to pray? People that aren't even saved are telling you to pray. They're telling you to call out to God. And it comes to a moment where you don't even want to talk to God. It's almost like as if you got, you get an attitude. Have you ever been there? I've been there. I've been where I don't even want to talk to God. I don't even want to look up. Amen. Just in case. You ever been in a store where you see somebody and you don't want to see that person? Amen. Oh, y'all are laughing too much. Amen. You see somebody and you're like, amen. You're like checking out the tag, almost reading everything. Made in China. Wow, isn't that amazing? Amen. It's actually made in China. And you're like looking out of the corner of your eye. Oh, God, please move Sister Susie on. Amen. Made in China. Amen. And there's been moments, if there is a Sister Susie, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's that moment where you don't even want to look at God. You don't even want to lift up your eyes because you think you might catch a glimpse of him. He might catch your eye. He might just in that moment grab you when you look at him. But in that moment, even Jonah didn't want to see God. God sent somebody else and says, you better pray, man. You better pray, you better pray. But I'll show you how stubborn Jonah was.
Jonah gets up and he looks around and says, oh, this is all about me. This is me right here. This is me. Everything going on here. This is all me. Yeah. I guess he's still chasing me. Praise God. I guess God never changed his mind. Sometimes we think if we do our will, God will eventually change his mind. Amen. I guess we didn't change. He didn't change his mind. So he says, I ain't going to pray. I'll tell you what, just throw me in the deep. Just throw me in the ocean. And there's people that come like that in their life, that they come to a point that instead of bending to the will of God, they're willing to die. They're willing to die. They're willing to take their lives away. They're willing to take people that contemplate suicide. Instead of bending to the will of God, they want to take their life away. And Jonah thought, I'm just going to just throw me in the deep. And I imagine when they threw him in the deep, Jonah probably was even waving at God saying, "Woo, I had the last word. I had the last word." And he starts sinking into the deep. Hallelujah. And sinking into the deep. And what he did not expect is that all of a sudden God had a fish prepared for Jonah. I think it was a whale. People say a whole bunch of stuff, but I think it was a whale. I mean, he ain't going to fit in the tuna. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think it was a whale. Amen. And all of a sudden, like we say in Spanish, Chuculum se lo tragó. Amen. He came and he swallowed him. Praise God. See, there's somebody in this place that you've been running from the will of God. You might even be in church and you look handsome and you look great in service, but you're running from the will of God. There's things that God is asking you in your life, but you're running from the will of God. There's a deeper relationship, a deeper connection that God wants, but you're running from the will of God. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden now Jonah is in the belly of a fish, and there's somebody that's in the sound of my voice in this place that your life is in the belly of a fish. Your life is in the belly of a fish. Everything is uncomfortable around you. You can't even get comfortable. You get over here and a squid starts flying around over here, right, swimming around your face, and you're taking some old octopus off and shrimp, and everything smells bad. Just kind of look at the one next to you and go, something smells fishy. Praise God. Something smells fishy in your life, and there he is, uncomfortable, and there you've been in your life, completely uncomfortable in your life. Uncomfortable. Can't get comfortable. Your house is too small. Your car is too small. Everything is uncomfortable. Everything just not turning out like you wanted it. Uncomfortable. You can't get happy. Your life is miserable. There's no joy in your life anymore. There's no peace in your life. You are hiding behind a facade that looks good on the outside, but on the inside, you're about to tick. On the inside, you're about to explode on the inside. Everything's getting on your nerves. Even the dog's getting on your nerves. Hallelujah. You're like, oh, there's that dog again. I bet you he wants food again. Amen. Everything. And there's Jonah, and he's uncomfortable. It is miserable to be uncomfortable. But God will place you in an uncomfortable situation as the last resource. Hallelujah. As the last resource. Because it's in this moment that if he can't get your attention, then there's no hope for your life. And you're in an uncomfortable situation, and you know who you are in this place. You know who I'm preaching to. I feel this in my spirit. Hallelujah. Your marriage is uncomfortable. You don't even have a relationship anymore. Your marriage is uncomfortable. Everything's uncomfortable. Your finances are uncomfortable. Everything is uncomfortable. And the Lord's knocking on the door of your heart right now. And he's saying, I'm calling you one more time. I'm coming and I'm knocking on your door one more time. I'm calling on you. Because this is the do or die moment. This is the moment where you make a decision to either do my will or you make a decision to mess up your life. Whew. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. And there's people at the sound of my voice in this place that you're right there in that moment of your life. Where everything's, you can't find the right job. Everything's uncomfortable. Everything. And you blame it on everybody else. But baby, just take a look in the mirror. Because that's where it's at right there. That's what God's trying to get to. He's trying to get to the man in the mirror. He's trying to get to the lady in the mirror. He's trying to knock on your door. He's trying to get to right where you're at, right there. And it's not by mistake that you came this morning to this service, because it's God hollering in your life, saying, do my will. Hallelujah. He's trying to get your attention. Hallelujah. That's how merciful God is. When you threw yourself in the ocean, it should have been over. But he's still merciful with you. He's still reaching for you. He's still trying to get you. Glory to God. When you gave up, God never gave up. He's still pulling for you, baby. He's still pulling for you. The reason why you're still alive is because of the mercy and the grace of God. Glory. It's his mercy that still has you alive. You might be on a ventilator, but you're still alive. You might be having some oxygen, but you're still alive. It's his mercy that has you alive. Glory to God. You should have died a long time ago, but he still has you alive. Hallelujah. You should have died when you gave up, but God kept on pulling for you because he saw amongst all the junk. He said, I see a treasure. I see something I want to bring out of your life. I see something that's worth saving. If you weren't worth saving, he would have killed you a long time ago, baby. But you're worth saving. You're worth the blood of Jesus. And so he's pulling at you. Oh, glory. Somebody give God praise right now. I feel a cry in my spirit. There's a cry in my spirit. There's a mourning in my spirit. There's a cry because the spirit is crying out. He's trying to grab somebody in this place. Hallelujah. He's reaching for you, baby. He's reaching for you, man. He's reaching for you. Right there where you're at, he's reaching for you. I know you thought it was God trying to kill you, but he's not trying to kill you. He's reaching for you. He's trying to save you. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel the power of God. And in that moment, oh God, thank you. In that moment, he begins to cry out to God. Jonah begins to cry out to God. And Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1 says, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God.
He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord. And he answered me. From the depth of the grave, I called for help. And you listened to my cry. And I feel in my spirit that the Lord is saying, my ear is inclined to this place. My ear is attentive to the cry of my people. I'm listening because there's somebody that out of the depth of desperation, out of the depth of despair, needs to raise up their voice and cry out to me this morning. He's about to change your life, but you gotta cry out for it. He wants to bring you out of this, but there's gotta be a crying out in your spirit. There's gotta be your spirit wanting to connect with the Spirit of God.
Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel the presence of God. There's somebody in this place. God's been poking at you. God's been pointing you out. He's been telling you it's either now or never, baby. It's either now. It's not by mistake that you've come to this house. It's been in the will of God.
And the Bible says that when he cried out, oh God, when he cried out, see, God knows your heart when you cry out from your heart.
Dios conoce tu corazón cuando tú clamas de tu corazón. Él conoce. Él sabe lo más profundo de tu vida. Y cuando tú le clamas a Dios de lo más profundo de tu corazón, Dios conoce ese clamor y Él responde a ese clamor. He responds to that cry that comes from your heart, from the deepest part of your heart. And he's there and he's listening. He's listening. He's listening. He's listening. And the Lord is, he even told the angel, I want to hear if a cry comes to my throne.
Can we touch? Jesus. Oh, Jesus. God, let's stand to our feet. Somebody raise your hands right now in the presence of Almighty God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Oh, katarakasha. Hiyatarabosanda yarabakataya. Praise God. I want you to listen to me. Watch. He cried out to God in the middle of his uncomfortable situation. And the Bible says that immediately the fish went to the side of the sea and he vomited him out. In other words, watch this. He changed the situation immediately. And there's somebody in this place that you're a snap of a finger away from change. You're a snap of a finger away from change. And it all is in your cry to God. But you know what was amazing? When the fish threw him up on the side of the sea, the Lord comes to Jonah and says, I want you to go to Nineveh. He never changed his will. God is not man that he would lie. He will not change his will. And I imagine at that moment, this is in my interpretation of what I would think would happen in that moment. When the Lord says, I want you to go to Nineveh, I imagine that in that moment, the well probably sprayed out some water, kind of telling him, if you don't say yes, I'm going to grow some legs. I'm going into the where you're at. I'm going to swallow you back up, and I'm taking you into the deep again. Because God ain't messing around. He ain't messing around. And I don't know who you are in this place. I don't know where you are in this message. Maybe you're right now just in the running stages, running from the will of God. Maybe you're in the moment where you just gave up and you just done gave up in your life. Maybe you're in that uncomfortable moment in your life. But wherever you're at, the Lord this morning, He's calling for you. He's calling for you. I want everybody to stand right now. And I want us to just, right now, just close your eyes and bow your head. And if you'll you just give me a minute. Hallelujah. Father, you know who you're calling. Whew. You know who you've been tapping on the shoulder and touching the heart. And I pray in this moment that pride will be demolished. Pride will be demolished in this place. Whew. Demolish pride. That it don't matter who it is, whether it's a new person that's come to church or it might be somebody that's been in church for a long time, but you're calling them. I pray that pride will be demolished to the point that it's just, I need God this morning. I need Him. I need Him. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will call that person to this altar in Jesus' name. I want to call right now. I don't know where you're at in this story. But I want you to make your way right now. God is tugging at your heart. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Hallelujah. If you would stand better, give more space, more room. Come on. There's some folks that are visiting us, and God is tugging at your heart. Hallelujah. God is tugging at your heart. God is tugging. God is tugging. I need every minister to be ready to minister. I need every minister to be ready to minister. Come on, God's tugging at your heart. He's pulling at you. He's pulling at you. Don't stand here with a hard heart. I want you to just be open and honest with God and say, I'm here. I made it. I made it. I made it. I'm here. I made it. I'm going through some stuff, but I'm here. I need you. I need you. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of playing games with you. I'm tired of just running up against a wall and not being able to advance. I'm here. I need you. Come on. Somebody's got to put out a cry before the presence of God right now. Somebody start crying out to God. Somebody start crying out to God right now. There it is. There's a cry in the spirit. There's a cry in the spirit. There's a moaning in the spirit. Somebody's about to be birthed into a new life right now. Urabakataya, I need ministers ministering right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Hariyalabataya. He's knocking on your door. Respond to the call of God. Respond to the call of God.